Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome back to Command Your Social. I'm Nick Baldwin, and as always, I have my incredible co-host Jesse Newquist with me today. Jesse, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How was your New Year's? Mine was coronavirus filled, so not much fun happening for us, but how was your New Year's?
I was asleep at 12:05. It was amazing. So yeah, it was great. It was wonderful.
You know what,
but I feel refreshed.
Good. We did one of those Netflix countdowns at like 9:30 for the kids where you get to choose their favorite show and it does the countdown. And I'm like, okay, kids, it's midnight. Meanwhile, it's like 6:30. Well, listen,
this is the season. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too. Thank and you. I hope 2022 is an incredible year for you.
Thank you.
And for everyone else listening. Well, listen, we have a very special guest on the show today. I'm super duper nervous because I've never met him before.
I know.
And he's really, really famous. He's the creator and founder of a group called Lab Coat Agents. And it's Tristan Almada. Oh my God, Tristan Almada.
Oh my God.
Dude. You're so funny.
So Tristan obviously is my business partner with Lab Coat Agents, and I'm just teasing. We have met a few times.
Just a few.
And I wanted to have Tristan on today. Well, how you doing, Tristan? How's 2022 so far, 7 days in?
Great, man. Pretty happy, excited. I love it.
Love it. I love it. Well, you are excited about creating a ton of content because I've been seeing all of your TikToks and your stories. So you're keeping busy doing that. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But before we get started, for those listening who don't know what Lab Coats is, which I'm sure there's not that many, why don't you give us a little bit of a background on how Lab Coat Agents became the largest social media community for real estate professionals on the planet?
Awesome. Well, look, started Lab Coat Agents in 2014 after speaking around the nation with Realtor.com. I was getting the same question over and over. How do you convert online leads at a high level? And that was the number one thing we started with. And then from there, it started growing. Nick, I brought you in through a friend, Steve Passanelli, good friend of ours.
Yes, and then, awesome.
And then you and I don't think we talked for like 6 months, but we messaged.
I just remember trying to get you on the phone for the first 6 months. Tristan was like, yeah, bring Nick in. Yeah, awesome. He doesn't even know who I am. I could have hijacked the entire group.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, dude? You did.
It's all about taking risks in life.
That's it. Then we connected. The group started growing. And then it took a life of its own. And then we started connecting with amazing companies like Facebook and other great companies. And then from there, we just started dominating the real estate world as far as what's new, processes, systems, who to interview. And then we've just been the go-to place, one of the go-to places for real estate agents to get information about growing their business. And that's where we're at right now.
And we're exploring the science of real estate.
We are.
Webinars, events, hoping to get into a live event later this year. We'll see how things go, but it's been a while. We have a premium platform now, LCA Premium. Go download it for Apple and yes, Android too.
It's huge. I have a question. It really did. Nick, you wrote this question down, but it Lab Coats really did grow really big, really fast. I was here for the whole thing. How? What do you attribute that to? How did it grow so big so fast?
I think the number one thing is timing, right? And that's something we really couldn't anticipate, right? So timing is number one, and then.
When you say timing, you mean like groups was really not a thing at that point.
Yeah, there were some groups that were already like at 15,000 when we jumped in. So, true. But timing with the value that we were giving, which was unprecedented at the time, because in order for anyone to receive the type of value that I started with, you would need to coach with someone. And because we were producing at an extremely high level online leads and nobody had processes or systems. Nobody was talking about ISAs or online lead conversion tech. And so when people were looking for that, they're like, where do we go? And that's what started it, right? Free. We would get so much hate text messages saying, why are you giving this stuff for free? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I remember. Just because, you know, coaching is such a big industry, and we were giving a lot of really great insight away at no cost, and we really didn't have an ulterior motive, and people couldn't wrap their brain around that.
We still do the same thing. People are like, why do you give so much? I'm like, why do you not?
Yeah. It's amazing when you give things to people without asking for anything in return, what you get in return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you get their trust, and that Jesse, to go on number two and then expand on it, is we started gaining trust through the value that we were giving consistently over a long period of time. And so part of that was that people also hated on us so much. And it's a combination of that love and that hate that made us grow super fast. And I mean, we're here now, which is awesome.
Hey, so I remember we were building LCA. We didn't really have a formula. And over,
No, we didn't.
It's debatable whether we have one now.
We have one now. We've duplicated it.
What steps did it take to build a community that big? Like, if someone was going to build a community, whether it be just a few hundred or a few thousand or tens of thousands, what are some important steps that they should look at or implement?
Yeah, well, we've reverse engineered this. And when I was creating the group at the very beginning, it was all by chance. But the very first thing you want to do is define the group. And it doesn't necessarily have to be real estate related, right? It doesn't have to be like a specific area. It could be, Jesse, what do you love doing? What's a hobby of yours?
Playing guitar.
It could be a group about guitars, about playing the guitars. I've really, really, Jesse, I've really thought about creating a group around journals because I love journals, right? And I'm like, should I, shouldn't I? And is that just another distraction, right? So that's what I'm thinking. So think of something that you're absolutely passionate about that you love and build a group around that and forget about the business aspect, because one thing Nick and I hear often is, all right, so what's the business plan? How much money are we going to make? I'm like, dude, you're looking at it the wrong way. This is a whole different world, right? That's not how you lead here. And so Nick and I do such a great job in that, because we just do it, and we do it because we love it. And then everything else falls on top of it. So first, define your group around something that you're passionate about, because people that surround this group and that jump into it and that love it, they'll know what you do for a living. They'll just know. You don't have to be like, I'm a real estate agent. No, it's you're a journal lover. You're a guitar lover, right? Nick, you love comic books, right? And you love all that great stuff. And then, oh, by the way, you do real estate.
You bring up a great point, because a lot of real estate agents are like, well, I got to build a real estate group. And it's like, no, dude, like, build a group around something that you love to do. And therefore people who, like you said, people who love to do that same thing will join that group. And if you post interesting content and you're engaging with them and they find you interesting, then they will click your profile and they'll see, oh, Nick is a real estate agent and he also likes fly fishing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Engagement is such a great word, because I know that that's part of the process, right? It must be of building a community, but if it's something that you're fascinated with and something that you're passionate about, you can engage with it all day long. And so can the people that, you know, share the same passions. And so it's that shared passion is an instant kind of, you know, you're beholden to each other in a way, being passionate about the same thing. I mean, are we tracking here?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, totally.
There's two aspects to growth on social media. One of those is content creation, and the other one is engagement, right? You can't do it without the other, unless you're super famous and people go and find you, right? That's different. People will go and find you, and you could just walk on the street, record yourself, and oh, people will want to watch you. But most of us aren't like that. So we have to go in on social media And we have to engage with other people so that we have a relationship online. And then, Jesse, and just like you said, when we engage and it's a comment that makes this person feel significant on their post, then they go and look and they're like, oh, that's right, Tristan's in real estate. And then we just hacked the algorithm, because now Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn and YouTube and everything else, when you go and check someone out on their profile, all of a sudden you pop up on their feed, right? And so the engagement and the content, it goes hand in hand.
Remember when we kind of cracked the algorithm with business pages? So this kind of goes along the same way. Like our group got so big, Lab Coat Agents got so big, that our business page with the same name started to get just massive organic reach, because people were talking about LCA so much and engaging in the group. So like if you have a group and you also build a business page around the same interests of as that group, and the group becomes, people start engaging at a massive level, your business page just by default will start to get organic reach, which is really difficult to do because people are talking about you and what you're doing.
Yeah, that's the key.
So that's a good hack. And remember when we brought it up to Scott Shapiro, he was like, oh my gosh, you guys like,
well, I think
cracked the code.
Also the consistency in showing up daily in groups and social so that you can see the changes that are happening, right? I think that's also the key to this, right?
Can we stay on content creation? I'd love for, especially from the agent's perspective, the questions around content creation. All right, process for it. What's your process, right? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be organized. This is what Tristan does when I'm ready to create content. Step one.
Yeah. So I reverse engineered that for my team here in LA. And what I realized is that most business owners, so not just real estate agents, most business owners don't have pillars. And when they don't have pillars or niches, they don't know what to post next, right? And that becomes a challenge, because you and I, Nick, it's easy because we just go with our passion. It just comes out naturally. We've been doing this for such a long time. But most people, they don't know where to start. And so what I did is I thought, well, what are the things that we need as business owners to communicate to the groups, to the people out there that we're trying to reach? And so I came up with four that we alternate through. And it's, you sell with a story. You teach, because we don't do that enough. We brag, but we don't teach, right? And we sell, but we don't sell with a story, right? So sell with a story, teach. You give advice on the things that you love, hobbies, the things that you love to do part-time. Like, dude, Nick, I love your background, bro. And I love when you show up at that awesome stuff. So that's number three. And number four is talk about you. Talk about your family. Talk about your dog. I want to see what you're eating. I want to see what you're doing. Nick, you made me laugh with your post. I don't know when it was, yesterday, 2 days ago, when you put the trash cans in your trunk. On the truck.
Yeah. That was hilarious. I have my new house has a driveway that's like so a mile long. So I got to put my trash cans in the back of my pickup truck to bring it to the curb.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That. So you go between sell with a story, you teach, you give advice, and you talk about you. And Jesse, I try to make it as easy as possible for my team. So I created the acronym STAY. You want people to stay on your social as they engage. So remember, that's only the content creation piece. And so that's what I've been able to do. And then when I presented it to the team, they loved it. And I'm like, oh, this is a really good idea. And so then I started teaching it everywhere. But that's the stay formula.
That's very good. I learned. Thank you for teaching me. I learned something today.
Jesse's furiously writing notes. Share them with me later.
I see the smoke coming out of your hands.
They are explosions. So, all right. So Tristan, you belong to a lot of different social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. How do you differentiate what to post on those different platforms? Because, you know, Facebook is very different than Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? You could post similar content, but it has to be put out into the world in a different format.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a good question.
So wait, real quick before you answer that, you remember Brendan Kane, author of 1 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
He says Facebook is for shares, for sharing, and Instagram is for experiences. That's always stuck with me. So if you're confused on what to what to post, think of it in that sense. But how do you differentiate it?
Well, I think there's a slight challenge just over one year, because what happened with TikTok is that everyone is trying to duplicate what TikTok has created. And so because of that, it's kind of, for now, meshing all of the social media outlets and making them almost feel like they're the same. And that's why you're able to post your TikTok onto Instagram Reels, onto Facebook Reels, onto YouTube Shorts, right? But if you notice something, most of the TikToks that are posted into YouTube Shorts, they don't gain any traction, or they're not the same. And so the only ones that are very similar are TikTok and Instagram. And that's only because Instagram needs to copy everything in order to remain relevant with its demographic. And so right now we're in such an interesting point where you can make a short on TikTok, as long as it's a minute or less, actually 30 seconds or less, because Facebook Reels is only 30 seconds. As long as you do 30 seconds or less for TikTok, you can post it onto Instagram Reels. You can share it as a story. You can post it on your feed on Instagram. Then you go to YouTube Shorts, post it there. And then you go to Facebook Reels and post it there. The thing that you have to do right, though, is originated on your camera and not on TikTok, so that when you post it.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, when you post it, it doesn't have that little TikTok logo.
It looks organic to that platform.
Yeah. So that's what I've been testing out just over the last couple of months. And so far right now, I'm just trying to identify what content matches better with my audiences in each of the outlets. And so that's what I'm really doing. That's why I'm throwing out so much content, short video content, because I'm taking notes and I'm tracking. I'm posting about 4 to 5 short videos a day in each of the platforms. And I'm looking to see, okay, how did they do on Facebook Reels? How did it do on TikTok? How did it do on Instagram and YouTube? And then based on what people are gravitating to, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to create more for this specific outlet. And so what I'm noticing is the tech ones do really well. Anytime I talk about tech, which pisses me off because I don't want to create that audience, right? But that's why I like refuse to do that. But now I'm like, I'm softening up and I'm like, okay, I'll do more tech. And then number two, which I just started testing out, are journals. And because I love journaling. And so those journal ones are doing pretty good as long as they're filled with information that people can use.
Like what you're putting in your journal?
Yes. So either how I
like dear diary. Today.
Today I fell in love with Nick. Right, like that. I remember walking on the beach with Nick. Those were the good old days. Like that. Or like if you've seen the social media repurposing one as well, like that. And that gets a lot. So I'm testing out things like that. For now, I think we have an opportunity to repurpose your TikTok videos everywhere. And there's no difference right now.
Just originate it from your cell phone.
Originate it from your cell phone. Yeah.
Even if, all right. So let's say I didn't originate it from my cell phone. Can I repurpose it? Can it be branded?
Well, what he's saying is like, don't record it on TikTok and then take a screen recording and then post it up on Instagram or YouTube.
And let's say that I did not do that. Let's say I originated it on TikTok. Is it too late? Should I not?
No. Look, I'd rather you just put it on everywhere. It doesn't matter if it has the logo. But what we have seen, and because Instagram and Facebook came out and said it. If you have the logo, it won't get as much love. Their algorithm, because
the algorithm will knows push it the down. Logo. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that makes a lot of sense.
But you know what? If that's the way you're doing it, I'd rather you put it out than not put it out.
And if you're wondering how you track the engagement or reach on Instagram, you have to switch over to a business account.
Yeah, then you can see the insights. You can see how many people viewed it, if it was shared.
Yeah, and it's easy.
If you have a personal account, if you have a personal account, you can't see those things. And there's really nothing different other than the fact that there's a couple calls to action at the top, like, you know, for an email or a message or whatever it is.
Yeah, and when it comes to real estate on this specifically, what I would do, because I've done this in the past and some of them have gone viral on TikTok, is I sat down, let's say right here, and I have a list. Let's say I grab my journal. I've got a list of 25 topics, and that, let's say they're just titled. All right. Let's say it says zero down. And the next one says five things to look for when buying a home. What to look for in a home inspection, all that 25 things. I hit record and I start. And then every time I try to keep it to a minute under, and then I stop it. And then I go to the next one. Then I stop it and I go, and I do 25 in about an hour and 20 minutes. And then I send it to the team to edit all. And then we post one a day to TikTok, one a day to TikTok, one a day.
So that leads me to my next question then. So is your social media time blocked in your day, or do you just have like 1 or 2 days a week where you're like, okay, within this hour, here's what I'm going to do. You don't do it every day.
It's a combination. It's a combination of both. So sometimes, Nick, you and I have like instances where we're like, ooh, that's a good idea. And we don't do it. But for the longer form and the ideas that I've laid out, I actually have a block time where I go, okay, right now, like today is when I'm going to write out those titles by doing research. And then I'm going to go and shoot it. And I know it's going to take me a total of about 2 hours. It's all going to be real estate content. And then we're going to send it out to the team to edit. And I was originally putting music behind it. I said, hey, put some music behind it. Some copy-free music from YouTube audio, the audio library. And so I said, now remove the music. Let me, when you send me these shorts on through Dropbox, let me download it, no music, and I'll put the music on TikTok to hit the trending music. And that has been working really well.
Because the music, the sound. Okay, so that, I know you got to jump off in a minute, but that's a really good piece of insight there. Like, so the tracks that you're using play a big role in whether and how much reach you're going to get.
The music that's trending on TikTok, along with the actions that are performed with that music on TikTok, are super key. But I refuse to jump in and dance. And
you're not going to do the one. You're not going to do the one with the fists where they're like, all these questions about me. Dun, 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 dun. You know that really annoying
one?
Uh-huh.
That one? I can't stand that one. I can't.
I've got to ask you, Tristan, about journaling, a fellow journaler here. Do you have like a quick journaling prompt that's like a go-to morning thing that you love? Or what are you teaching us about journaling right now?
On the journaling one, I think if I could go back to just one journal, it would probably be just a journal that you carry with you that has your thoughts throughout the day, because it's almost like it's giving you a moment to reflect. So like, for instance, after we're done here, I would probably take a minute and say, hey, what did I learn? Like, I know I took some notes, and is there anything that stood out? And it takes like 10, 20 seconds to write it out, but you have to get into the habit of it and just carrying the journal. And then what happens is then when you're talking to people, because you're training your mind to ask questions, then you're like really listening and you're asking questions and you reflect as you're speaking and listening. And it just becomes more thoughtful. So that would be the one journal I would tell you to do.
My journaling takes place at the gym because I have one of those gym journals. Ooh. And I go, dear gym diary, today I lifted biceps and got super swole.
You could really stand a journal.
That's a good one.
You could stand a journal.
No, but you know the guys who do write down what they're doing at the gym? I always thought that was kind of fun.
Dude, those are the best, man.
Yeah. I love my Notability. Okay, Notability app for iPad with my with my Apple Pen. Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
You have one of those, right, Tristan? Or you have the Remarkable?
I have both, and I love that one. But I also like GoodNotes. If you want to take out GoodNotes, GoodNotes is where
is GoodNotes a what is that, an app?
It's an app for your iPad, and you can just have a whole bunch of different folders. It's very similar to Notability. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't we end like this? All right, give me your top apps for real estate. Like, what do you use most on your phone right now?
For real estate, I probably use Redfin the most.
Well, okay, just in general. It could be for content creation. It could be for, you know, media, whatever you
All right, so Studio is number one.
Studio.
Studio's number one. It just it got bought up by GoDaddy, so they changed the name. It was called
It was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use Studio almost daily, and I use one called Retouch. It just removes anything from the picture really easily. That one's probably the second best one. And then I use Day One for journaling.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using that one since 2011. That one's
nice.
Probably the best one. And then Scannable. I love Scannable because it's so easy to scan documents with Scannable.
Yeah.
It's by Evernote.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And then the last one I'll probably tell you that I'm testing out is Superhuman. It's the email version of
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Email version of what? What's Superhuman?
It's the paid email version of Gmail, but it's called Superhuman, and
it's by Google.
It's not by Google.
Okay,
it's by a different company. They just they try to get you to inbox zero.
Got it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
I gotta get there, man. It's not bad. I gotta get there. My inbox is a mess. Well, Tristan, thank you so much for taking the time to being on with us today on Command Your Social. If you want to connect with Tristan, it's kind of hard to miss him. He's on every platform available to humankind. But you can also find us both in Lab Code Agents on Facebook, labcodeagents.com. You can find Tristan and myself on Instagram. You can't find me on the TikTok, though. I still have to be talked into doing the TikToks.
You were close.
I downloaded the app because I like to watch things. Follow Command Your Social. Give us a like. Give us a review. Share it with your friends and family and your loved ones. We will see you next time.
See you guys later. Buddy. Bye.
Bye.